USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is giving emergency use authorization to another booster dose of COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
The authorization comes without results from any human trials. Another top Fed Reserve official says interest rates will keep rising as the central bank fights back against inflation. Cleveland Fed Reserve President Loretta Mester calling for raising interest rates above 4%, adding she doesn't see the Fed cutting rates in 2023. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
As Russia continues its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine into a seventh month, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, is touting all the tax dollars of support from the United States going to Ukrainians since the Biden administration took office.
We had, you know, provided more than committed more than $13 billion of security assistance to the Ukrainian armed forces, and we will continue to do that, and there will be announcements of future security assistance in coming days.
Starting Thursday, a new gun permit and gun carrying law goes into effect in New York State. This is in response to the Supreme Court decision to strike down part of New York's gun laws, allowing for greater access to gun permits. The new law contains tedious steps to obtain a concealed carry permit, including a social media check, classroom training, and live firing exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Republicans are hoping to take back a Senate seat in 2022 that they lost in 2020.
Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
Because there's an inflation problem. There's a crime problem in Atlanta. You know, there are so many problems. The Senator Warnock voted to put men in women's sports. And that's a problem. I think the people are saying, you know, we don't like this. And that's the reason right now that they spent so much money, but yet the race is still tied. And I want the people to know that there's a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant, but I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. And he called them names, so I think people are sick of that.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Users of the Facebook gaming app will have to make a switch at the end of October. Meta announcing the standalone app will no longer be available come October 28th. Credit card debt is surging as Americans look for ways to keep up with inflation. The latest report from the Fed Reserve shows credit card balances are up about 13% compared to this time last year. That's the biggest jump in two decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.